Okay, today's daf Chav Zayin. We are on the bottom of Chav Vav Amud Beis, three lines on the bottom, it's on the word Mesve. So let's just remember where we are. We had a Mishnah, right, that said if you take the blood that is supposed to be sprinkled above, right, it was wherever it's supposed to be sprinkled, and you sprinkle it either on the kevesh, you sprinkle it on the ramp, or blood that's supposed to be sprinkled above the Chutz HaSikra and below, or vice versa, the Mishnah said, pasul ve'ein bo kares, that it's pasul. Came Shmuel and said that it's pasul, meaning that the meat is pasul, meaning that you cannot eat and partake in the carbon. But nevertheless, the owner of the carbon, whoever brought the carbon, is still considered that he brought a carbon. It's this kapru bailim. And basically we gave the code word for Shmuel was, shelobim komo kim komo dami. If the blood is placed not in its place, it's as if it was placed in its place. Shlobim komo kim komo dami. So now up to Mesve, we're going to ask a kasha on Shmuel. And we're going to ask a kasha, we're going to start really getting into the world of pigel. So what we need to remember, pigel is we have a machshava of chutz lezmano, that something, some sort of achila, either the achila of the mizbeach or the achila of the person is going to take place beyond the appropriate time. And therefore, if it's pigel, the korban becomes pasul. Whoever partakes in that korban and that eating it is chayev kares. But one major rule that to keep in mind about pigel is that pigel is only effective to be chayev kares if the only thing that's wrong with the korban was that machshavas pigel. If there's anything else that's wrong with the korban, it doesn't get pigel. So if you do have the machshava of chutz lezmano, and there's another psul in the korban, maybe you thought of chutz lekomo, or it was done by a lefty, whatever it was, anything else that would make the korban invalid, if that, and you also have a pigel machshava, it's not pigel. Only if pigel, it's called kariv matirok lalacha, it has to be the matir, which is the blood, has to be done, everything has to be done A-OK, other than the pigel. So Mesre, they asked the shaila in the yeshiva. Again, we're talking on the fact that Shmuel said that it's when it's not put, it's chutz lekomo dami, and therefore the basar is pasul, but the bailim get kapara. So chishev litain es hanitonin lemala lemata, lemata lemala le'alter kosher. So you have, as Rashi points out, it's a kohen kosher, a kohen kosher, who has machshava either during the shechita, or during the kabbalah, during the halacha, before the tzrika. He has kavala, his kavana is that he's going to throw the blood in the wrong spot. He's going to throw the blood in the kevesh, it's a chatas, he's going to throw the blood below, or it's always going to throw the blood above. Right? Chishev litain as a nitan lemalamat, what's above he's going to throw below, what's below he's going to throw above. La'altar, he's going to do it that day. I mean, he's not going to wait, do it at the wrong time. He has machshava to do it that day. So then, if he does it that, and if he has that machshava, it's kasher. That is kasher. Rashi says, la'altar kasher, im chishev al-manas lezrok shalom komo hayom kasher, Inami zrika psulihi, even though it's a zrika psula, v'nimtzo she'avad shar ha'avodos amanas lizrok et dam b'pasol, even though his kavanah was to do the zrika the wrong way, kosher hu b'zrika ha'ogenes b'mkomo, it's kosher, k'darminam, because we say, ein makshava poseles, the only makshava that invalidates a korban is a makshava to do chutz lezmano, to do it the wrong time, a makshava, which is pigel, chutz b'mkomo, if you do shalom l'shma. So this machshava to throw the blood today in the wrong spot does not pass on the korban. Obviously, it must be the case where he didn't do it. He had machshava, but he did it in the end. But so therefore, this korban is completely kosher. So chazav v'chishev. Then if he has a second machshava while he's doing this, chazav v'chishev to eat the meat, I guess chutz l'mkomo. He wants to eat the meat chutz in the wrong spot. Kachikalem eat outside the pointed area. Pasul, so then that korban becomes pasul, but the ain't bokaris. There's no karis because it's chutz l'mkomo, does not carry karis. However, if his second makshava was chutz l'zmano, if his second makshava was, I'm going to eat the korban after the allotted time, well then it's pigle, the chayav m'mkaris. It becomes pigle, and you chayav karis. Why? Because there was nothing that was possible with the korban. The only thing wrong right now is pigle. But, however, if he says this, if he has the makshava, let's say his first makshava, we said that he's going to throw the blood in the wrong spot. So let's say he's had makshava to throw the blood in the wrong place. I'm going to throw the blood in the wrong place tomorrow. Okay, so I'm going to chutz. So right, so he says l'machar pasul. So then that carbon becomes pasul because he's going to throw it in the wrong spot when tomorrow. Then chazar v'chishev. Then if he has a second makshava of Bein chutz l'zmano, bein chutz l'kamo, pasul v'ein bo karis. If he has a chutz l'zmano machshava, it's not pigel. Why? Because the carbon has another psul in it. Or he says, throw the blood in the wrong place tomorrow. Right, so Gemara, let's look at Rashi, says, l'machar pasul, that's in our case, aval im osu machshava, if the first machshava that he had was litanis nitanel matel lamala chisha zrokos lozrika lamachar, he wants to throw tomorrow. It's possible. Kidamokim lekaman. We'll see before. We'll see later on. It's like a machshava hinuach. The idea is sharei shachet amanas laniach damo lamachar possible. It says if he shechted with the intent to leave the blood for tomorrow, so therefore that becomes a possible. So now there's a psul in the carbon. So if chazer v'chisha, Rashi says by avoda shnia in the second avoda. Bein chutz lazmano, bein chutz mekano, pasol ve'ein bo kares. It becomes possible, but there's no kares. We already said this, but it's important to the Rashi. Da ifsa levi machshava kaimaisa. Because already the carbon became possible with the first carbon. V'su lo chayal le'pigol. And it cannot be no longer become pigol. Why? De lo karev kol matirov. Like we said, you weren't mocked the rest of the carbon in a good way. So what's the question? So I'm going to ask this question. V'isha lo bimkomo kim komo dami ha pasol pigol hu. If the idea is that, according to Shmuel, that if you throw the blood in the wrong spot, it says if you throw it in the right spot, so why in the second case do you have a machshava of psul? What was his machshava? His machshava was, I'm going to throw the blood tomorrow in the wrong spot. But throwing in the wrong spot is at the right spot. So what's his only machshava? I'm going to throw the blood tomorrow. What's that? That's pigul. So why is it psul? It should be pigul. Right? So obviously, you see, that shalobim komo, lav kim komo dami. Because if it wasn't as if it was the right spot, it should become pigle. The fact they tell me it's not in the, that it's considered pigle must mean that there's another psul. Well, it's a psul that the machshav to throw it in the wrong spot.
Does he have to pay for this?
It's a different sugya. About a kohen whether he has to pay for it, whether it's grum or garmi, possibly. Is he damaged? Hezek shein nikar. Where's the hezek? Is not? You don't actually see it. It's not visible damage. It's not like I chopped off the ear. But you didn't do it. There's no physical. You didn't do anything. It's spiritual. God. It's machlokas. Whether you have to, it's a sugi in the Gemara. Whether you have to pay for it. What? So. Right. So the Gemara says v'isha lo b'mkomo kim komo dami ha'pasul pigelhu. So Amar Mazurcha. Mazurcha says no. The reason why it becomes pasul and not pigel is that in order for something to become pigel, the zrika would have to be something that would permit the meat. But here, Shmuel admits, even though it's shalobim komo kim komo dami, you still can't eat the meat. It doesn't validate the carbon all the way through, it just provides kapara. Look inside. So, Amar Mazurcha, zrika desharia basar bachila maisa de pigol. Only a zrika that would have allowed the meat to be kosher had it not been for the mashal of pigol. Only the zrika that would allow the meat to be eaten, that could create pigol. But zrika de lo sharia basar bachila, but the zrika that would not permit the meat to be eaten, like in this case, the shalom kum dami still doesn't allow the meat to be eaten. So lo maisi de pigel, that doesn't allow pigel to take effect. Again, pigel can only take effect if everything else is done, you know, A-OK. Here, yes, Shmuel say shalom kum dami that will get you kapara, but that's not everything A-OK because you still can't eat the meat. So that type of zrika. So in our case, what was the machshava? His machshava was to throw tomorrow in the wrong spot. The wrong spot would not have permitted the meat to be eaten. So therefore, pigel cannot have an impact anymore because it's not 100% besides pigel, right? So the Gemara, that's what he says. If you look at Rashi, zrika de lo shari basar b'achila ki avid la bizmana ki ro, like he goes zrika shalom and komo, like throw in the wrong spot, lo mais de pigel. Exactly what we said, because, again, pigel has to be the only thing that's wrong with this carbon. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Ashi Mazurcha, Minei Halacha. He says, that's a great svara. Where's your source for that? Like, where'd you come up? Like, someone gets up there and gives a great svara. So, Revi, what's the source? So either you can say it's a chiddush, or you can bring a raya. So he's bringing a raya. So Mazurcha brings a raya. The pasuk says when it discusses pigul, it says him it ve'im heyachol yeachel mibsar zevach shlamav. He's leaving out a few words. Im heyachol yeachel mibsar zevach shlamav biyom hashlishi lo yiratzeh hamakrivoso lo yichashev lo pigol yiyah, benefesh achas menu avonu tisa. So he says, im hechol yachem nubar zevach shlamav, if you're coming to eat the basar, but you can't because it's pigol, mashma, if not for pigol, you will be able to eat it. So it only becomes pigol if you would have been able to eat it. Misha pigulo gorim lo. It only became the punishment of pigol if pigol is the only thing that caused the problem with the carbon. Yotza zeh, that comes to exclude our case, where it was nizrak shalobim komo, she ain't pigol gorim lo. Pigol is not the only reason why this thing is asr b'achila. Ela isr davar acher gorim lo. Something else caused it to be asr b'achila, namely to throw it in the wrong spot. Yes, you get kapara, but you cannot eat it. So if there's something else other than pigol which is causing this carbon not to be eaten, then pigol can't have impact.
Didn't we learn that if the kohen had the intention to eat a shlamim after the second day,
right,
it couldn't be eaten, then it was pigol?
Correct. But only if that's the only impact on the carbon. If something else is wrong with the carbon, then it's not pigol.
Okay.
It's usser, he's still there's no pigol in that, there's no karis if you eat it. The main thing about pigol, which makes it different, is that if you eat, partake from it, you have chayiv karis. So the only way you chayiv karis on that in that case would be if that was the only improper machshava, the only thing improper with the carbon.
Okay.
So the Gemara then asks a question. I'm not sure exactly what he says. He says im hachi, right? I hachi that zriko shalobim komo is I hachi ifsul nami lo lifsul. So if that's the case, I'm not gonna, this is. What happens to come up late at night? And so, Ihachi Rashi says, it's toward Rashi towards the bottom of the short lines. Ihachi, to lo have zrika leinyan machshava, ifsul nami lo nifsal. I don't know what he's saying. I don't know what the Ihachi is. If so, that zrika, that if you would throw them, if you would throw it in the wrong spot, if you had kavan, I guess, to throw it in the wrong spot, that's not considered a zrika the gabe machshava. I don't know what that means. So ifsul nami lifsul, the carbon shouldn't be possible at all. But why not? Yeah, I don't know. I guess he's saying that if zrika shalobim komo komodami, and therefore you had this makshava to throw it in the wrong spot tomorrow, so that's considered as if it was a valid zrika, and then you went ahead and you had makshava to throw it tomorrow, but you ended up throwing it today. So you had makshava to throw it tomorrow in the wrong spot. Why is it even possible? It should be kosher, because the machshava to throw in the wrong spot doesn't do anything. It doesn't, I guess it doesn't accomplish anything. And we just said it does accomplish something. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, midei dahavei ha-machshavas hinuach. The same thing as machshavas hinuach, then that's the machshavas hinuach, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you'll see Gemara coming on Daf Lamed Hey, where if you have machshava not to throw it tomorrow, I have machshava just to leave it. I'm not going to touch it. I'm not going to do anything with it tomorrow. That's not going to do it. I'm leaving the blood here. So I don't have much. My intent is not to do it tomorrow. My intent is stam not to do it. So that is puzzle. So too, I guess, over here, when it comes to the, if you have makshava to throw it in the wrong spot tomorrow, it's no worse than having makshava than to leaving it over tomorrow, and therefore it becomes puzzle. I just don't understand what the question was. Yihachi ifsuli nami lifsal. What does he translate to the question? That's better my scroll. What? I don't understand. Okay. So that was number one. So that was shita number one. There's going to be three shitos now. Shita number one in what? I apologize. I just don't understand that last piece. Shita number one was that the Mishnah said that if you threw it in the wrong spot, it's kosher. Pasul just means that the meat is pasul, but you get kapara. And the idea was that shalobim komom komodami. That was Shmuel. Now you have Reish Lakish shita. Reish Lakish amar la'olam. I mean, Olam. What the Mishnah meant when it says that if you threw it in the wrong spot, it's pasul. He says pasul mamish. It's completely pasul. Throw everything out until now. Even though not only can you not eat the meat, the owner has to bring another carbon. It's totally pasul. But nevertheless, v'shelovim komo kim komo dami. But technically speaking, if you throw it in the wrong spot, it's if you threw it in the right spot. So how does he explain the difference between in our Gemara? He's below kasha. And there's no kasha. Why? Kan, the drasha of, when we say shalobim komom kimikomodami, that's when shenasan bishtika. He doesn't have any other, he doesn't have a makshava. He's ready to go, he's doing everything right, and he happens to throw it in the wrong spot. So there we say, even though he threw it in the wrong spot, it's as if he threw it in the right spot, and you get kapara. But Khan, in our Mishnah, where it says that everything is possible, even the meat, even the Bailim don't get kapara, Khan, shenasan be'amira, where he gave it, he sprinkled it, shalobim komo, with the machshava to eat it chutzlus mano. So he sprinkled the chalobim komo, but he had kavana of pigle to eat. I'm going to sprinkle the blood below the chutzah sikra, and my kavana is to eat it tomorrow. So he has machshavas pigle. So you would think that might be pigle. Comes the Mishnah to tell us, that it's not pigle. There's no chiyuv kares, because even though shibim komo, lobim komo, kum komo dummy, nevertheless, it's enough of an issue with the karbon to knock off pigle. That's how he seems to be saying it. Here, again, it's a nasan kanbin, it's a nasan ba'amira. So he had this machshi, throws it in the wrong spot with a pigle machshava. So even though throwing on the wrong spot is considered as if you threw on the right spot, it's not considered the right spot enough to make it that the entire carbon is good other than the pigle. There is something else wrong with the carbon besides the pigle. It comes to the Mishnah to Mechad issue that even though kamudami, we're going to say in this case that the meat is, and you had a machshavas pigle, but that machshavas pigle only rises enough to make it possible not to give you kares. That's what it seems to be saying. Right, Rashi says, look at Rashi. Right, so Rashi is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like 6, 7 lines wanted to get in the middle-sized lines. Kansha nasa mishtika. Jerusha dekra, the Jerusha of the Pasuk. Right, that the Bailim get kapara, that's if he says it, if he doesn't close in the wrong spot quietly. He puts the blood on the wrong spot with the intent to eat the meat in the wrong time. It comes to teach us the pasul of Abel Kares. Normally in the wrong time you would get pigle. Right? The machshava zrika zo machshava hi lisol dim komudami. The lowly fagel, the zrika lo shayim vas machil lo maizli pigol, because this zrika is not going to allow you to eat the meat. And since it's not allowed you to eat the meat, it makes a psul in the carbon other than the pigol. And therefore, even though you had a pigol machshava, you're not going to be chayav kares. Then the Mishnah does shorthand, well, now that he holds, right, the Rish Lakish holds like Shmuel, that zrika shlovim komo, kim komo, and the bailim get kapara, so we would have the same shock of atariya that we just had before. Normally the Gemara would write out the same shock of atariya. Here the Gemara just says in shorthand, so tana, no, we have that Mishnah that we asked on Shmuel. Chishev litin is nitzani lamata, lamal, lamal, lamata, ad midi nahavi machshav is yinuch alivin or Shmuel. That would leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. We have the whole shock of atariya up to Rabbi Yehuda again. So it's the same shayla they had on Rish Lakish, we have on Shmuel. So the same shayla that we have on Shmuel, you'll have on Rish Lakish. And the Gemara just gives you a shorthand to know that. It doesn't spell it out. Okay. Source, Shita number 3. Again, the Mishnah says, if you throw it in the wrong spot, it's possible. So both Reish Lakish and... So both Reish Lakish and Shmuel held Shalom Kom Komodami. Rav Shmuel said that possible means that just the Bailim don't get... you can't eat it, but you get kapara. Reish Lakish says that it's mamash pasul, but the reason why it's pasul is because there was included another machshava of shalom lishma, of another machshava of chutz l'zmano. But Reish Lakish would agree, had there been no other machshava, he would hold exactly like Shmuel, that shalom komo kim komo tami. Comes Rabbi Yochanan, no, I did. Both our Mishnah and the other sources that we said, I did, b'shenasa mishtika. It's talking about a case where he said it b'shtika. You had no other machshava. So the only thing you did wrong, you walked up to the karban, you walked up to the mizbeach, you threw the blood in the wrong spot. That's it. So it's not pigle. Right. Shenasan b'shtika, but and he holds shalobim komo lav kim komo dami. Throwing it on the wrong spot does not constitute throwing it on the right spot. Wrong is wrong. You did it wrong. So what does it mean pasul in our Mishnah? Completely pasul, even without another machshava. Just throwing it on the wrong spot makes it pasul. Shalobim komo lavkin komo dami. Vaha, and where our Mishnah said, there's a Mishnah coming on later on that says if you do it in the wrong spot, that it's kosher, that's the ikadama nefesh. That's where there's more blood going out from the animal. You can go back and capture more blood. So you can fix it. You can rectify the situation. Vaha, and our Mishnah says that the carbon is pasul, it means that there was no way to fix it. It's possible all the way through. You can't eat the meat, the bayim vokah kapara, you can't fix it because the lekadama nefesh, there's no more blood coming out of the animal. The only blood that's kosher for the mizbeach like we saw before, is the lifeblood that comes out from the neck of the animal. So the case in our Mishnah was you caught the blood, you ran to it, you did it in the wrong spot. You come back, there's no more blood coming out. Possible. The case in the Mishnah later on that says you can rectify the situation is after you threw in the wrong spot, you recognize that you ran back down, and there's more blood coming out of the neck. You can go up to a point, the Gemara says at a certain point, the color of the blood changes, and you know that it's no longer Dama Nefesh. Fine. Now the Gemara is going to ask on Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan says that it's pasul means pasul mamish in our Mishnah because shalobim komo lav kim komo dami. So Tanan, we ask on him. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah pasul ve'ein bo kares. Right, our Mishnah said that if you threw the blood in the wrong spot, you're pasul and there's no kares. So Bishlam on the Rish, look, what tell me it's pasul ve'ein bo kares. So what's the chiddush saying outside? According to Rabbi Yochanan, the only place where you have the only time you would ever have kares is if you had machshava or pigle. So, but here there's no machshava or pigle. What does kares even have to come to play with? What's the Mishnah telling me no big kares? Why would you have thought you would have kares? You didn't have a machshava or pigle. According to Reish Lakish, you did have a machshava or pigle. The chiddush of the Mishnah is even though you had the machshava or pigle, but if you threw it in the wrong spot, that's enough of a psul to knock you off the pigle. So that's what Gemara says. So Bishlam al Reish Lakish, Hainu Dekani Pasul Ve'emo Kares, to give us a chiddush that even though you had a machshava pigle, it doesn't become pigle because the zrika in the shalobim komo is not enough. It's because it still knocks out the eating part. El Rabbi Yochanan, my Embo Kares. According to Rabbi Yochanan, what is the Mishnah telling me, Embo Kares? Where would you have ever thought if a guy throws the blood in the wrong spot? Even if you tell me throwing the blood in the wrong spot does not constitute throwing in the right spot, it doesn't rise to the level of kares. So he says, please, as a kasha. So that's fine. So Reish Lakish works for Reish Lakish, it doesn't work. All right, what about Shmuel? Ul Shmuel, who said that pasul in our Mishnah, we said, is because it's only the meat. And he said that you threw the meat quietly. You just threw the meat. You had no other makshava. Why would you? What, you also was a shayla. My Ebo kares. So Gemara says, Hachikama, this is a kavan of the Tana. The im nasa b'makshava, pasul v'emo kares. You have to add to the Mishnah. To make the Mishnah, the Shmuel, say the same thing according to Reish Lakish. It's pasul. Even if you threw it with a makshava, shalol l'shma, even if you threw the machshava pigle, it still doesn't rise to the level of kares because throwing it in the wrong spot is enough to knock it out from being a full-blown korban, and therefore pigle wouldn't have an impact. Okay, now they're going to continue asking Rabbi Yochanan. U Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, what? Shalobim komo, lavim komo dami. It doesn't constitute throwing in the right spot. You throw a korban chatas, which is supposed to be thrown above the red line. You throw it below the red line, it's no good. It's no good. Right, Rabbi Yochanan, the isha lobim komo lav kim komo dami. If he holds that shalobim komo lav kim komo dami, lahave ki nishvach min akli al ritzva v'yesvenu. Why can't it be similar to a case of where the blood was put, the blood animal shechted, the blood was caught in the cup, and it spills the cup. You can gather up the blood and put it back in the cup. So too here, if you throw the blood on the wrong spot of the mizbeach, it should be no worse than spilling the dropping the cup. Gather the blood where it is, put it back in the klisharis, and go do it right. Fix it. Right? Lahavi kin nishbach min akli al ritzba, and yesvenu. Because savra la, kemanda amar lo yesvenu. Because Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold, like the Shita says, you're not allowed. And once the blood reaches the mizbeach, you're no longer allowed to collect it. Because it's reached like the end game. The mizbeach, so you threw in the wrong spot, you can't collect it. So what's that machlokas? Damar Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Rav Yossi, I guess, and Rav Shimon are going to have a machlokas. Hakol modim, these two tanoim, which we're going to see in a moment, are Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon. Hakol modim be nitanim lamala, that if it's things that are supposed to be sprinkled above the chutah sikra, shenatan lamala, but you throw it below, or lamata shenatan lamata. Sorry, hakol modim hanitanim lamala shenatan lamala. Karmachatas was supposed to be it was above, you threw it above. Lamata shenatan lamata, or something that was below and you threw it below. Shalokim mitzvasan, that you had a wrong, you did it improperly. You had a wrong psul, you threw it with your left hand. You threw it in the right spot, but you threw it incorrectly. You threw it with your left hand. Lo yasvenu, you cannot collect it and do it again, because once it reached its proper destination, it no longer has the din of zrik on it anymore. Okay? Lo nechlechu, where's the machlokes? Ella, it was thrown in the wrong spot. Binitanin lemala shenatan lemata, those above were thrown below. Lemato shemasan lemala, below was thrown above. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, lo yasvenu. It may have gone to the wrong spot, but once it hits the mizbeach, it's done. The zrika is done. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold like. lo yasvenu. Rav Shimon omer yasvenu, and Rav Shimon says yasvenu. Umishmasenu, according to Rav Yochanan, is going to be kedivrei omer lo yasvenu. Sorry, Rav Yochanan is going to say that our Mishnah is like the one who says you can't collect it. That's like Rav Yossi. So that's why in our Mishnah, even though shalom kol mekom adami, you can't consider it as if the blood was spilled in the, spilled out, because you, and recollect and throw it, because once it hits the mizbeach, boom, zrika is done, even if it was done incorrectly. Okay. Rav Chisda Amar, so now that's how we explain this machlokes between Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon. Now we're going to go into a side. Rav Chisda explains the machlokes differently. Rav Chisda Amar, Avimi, Rav Chisda says name Avimi, Hakol, meaning Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon agree, Modim, Binitanin Lamata, Shinasim Lamala Shlo Yasvenu. It's supposed to be thrown below, and you threw it above. His son in Lamata said, "Mata Lamala, you can't collect it, right? You can't collect it." The culture came, and even more so, Benitan Lamala and Nasan Lamata. That which was above, and you did it below, you can't collect it. What's the culture came? The culture came is if something that's, we have something called gravity. If you throw it above, it's going to eventually drip down to hit below. So you say, okay, maybe in that case, let it just drip down. It'll be in the right spot. So if we say that in that case it's no good, kol shekein, that if it's below, if something's supposed to be above, if it's below, it's no good, because it's not going to flow up. Okay. He says, v'kol shekein b'tan l'malos not l'mata, ho'el, right, domi melyonim l'mata hein b'ayim, because if you throw it above, the blood's eventually going to get down. Below nechle, there's their machlokas, ela b'nitanim l'fnim shenasim l'chutz. Their machlokas is regarding a carbon that should be sprinkled on the inside. If you don't kip, it should be, right, should be sprinkled on the inside. But nevertheless, you threw it on the outside mizbeach, or bechutz in the sun and lifnim, or a regular carbon supposed to be sprinkled on the outside mizbeach. You threw it on the inside. So Rabbi Yossi Omer Yosvenu. Rabbi Yossi says you can collect it because it was never thrown on the mizbeach that was ripe for it. Therefore, it's as if it was just spilled, so collect it and redo it. Rav Shimon Omer Lo Yosvenu. Rav Shimon says no, you can't collect it. Why? Because once it hits a mizbeach, zrika is done. So this hit a mizbeach, even though it was the wrong mizbeach, but then zrika is out. And Amar Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Afanan Nami Tanina. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says we also have a brisa like Rav Yochanan. A brisa like Rav Yochanan is going to be, I believe, that even though Zrika Shalovim Komo Einam Komo, nevertheless you cannot collect the blood a second time. Once the blood hits the walls of the Mizbeach, it's as if the Mizbeach grabs it. So we're going to bring another brisa now. So, okay, it's going better than I thought. Okay. Well, last night I didn't think it was going to go so good. So what's this brisa that's going to prove again that you can't collect it according to Rabbi Yochanan? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Zos hi ha'ola hare elu shloshim yutim. The word Zos, the word he, and the word ola, each are a miyut. So what's the pasuk? That's the pasuk. The pasuk is, Tzav is Aaron ve'ezban of le'mor. Zos Torah ha'ola. This is the Torah of the Ola. Hi Ola al mokdo al mizbeach kol laila ad aboker ve'esha mizbeach tu kadbo. So Zos Torah ha'ola. Hi ha'ola. And the second time it says Ola, those are all miyutim. So before we continue with the brisa, we just have to, there's a special halacha that the pasuk, we learn out from this pasuk, I guess, it says Zos Torah ha'ola, that basically says that even something that is nifsal, some carbon that was pasal, and it's sitting down on the floor, and a kohen mistakenly picks it up and throws it onto mizbeach, you don't take it off the mizbeach. The mizbeach grabs it, mizbeach kolto. So even though you don't take it off. So things that are pasal for akrava, even if they were all on the mizbeach, they don't come off. Nevertheless, you just let them burn. Because the mizbeach is basically, the mizbeach is mekadesh, that which is pasal. It's a mishnah coming up on Daf Pei Gimel. That's a couple of...
I did hear, I can't remember who said it, saying Zos Torah Ola Hiho. Ola is that nowadays, the Torah is
right.
As if we brought the Ola.
That's a Gemara at the end of Menachos. So that's why if you look at sometimes in when people who say Karbanos, which should be everybody, yeah. But we say Karbanos, so sometimes it has in there, you say this, that my reading this thing is as if I brought it.
Right.
So it says, that's, yeah, so it's a Gemara at the end of Menachos. So very good. So, because it says a lot, it says Zos Torah Samincha, Zos Torah Sachata, all the time it keeps saying Zos Torah. So here he's saying Zos Hiyaola, Hare Elu Shloshim Miutim. These are three Miutim, says this Rabbi Yehuda, that even though the halacha is If something that's not good, or that's something that's not good for to be a korban, goes on the mizbeach, you don't take it off, they have three exceptions. Prat l'nishkata b'layla, comes to exclude that which was shechted at night. If that goes up on the mizbeach, it can't. It comes to exclude an animal shenishbach dama, that its blood spilled out. I think that means a nishbach dama, and that you can't collect it, and whatever. If blood spilled out, and you can't recollect it. And it comes to exclude yatsa dama chutz l'klayim. If the blood left the curtains, if the blood left the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, also, and then any of those three animals, im also, if that animal goes on his bayach, teirid, it comes down. So that's his exception. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no. Ola, it says, Zos Torah are Ola. Ainli Ela Ola Ksheira. That comes to tell me that Ola, that's kosher, gets burnt on his bayach. Minayel Rabos, how do we know to include Shenishkata Balayla, an animal that was shechted at night? Shenishmach Dama, that the blood was spilled out. Sheyotza Dama Chutzaklai, and the blood went outside the Mizbeach. V'halon, and the korban whose basar was left over until the morning and shouldn't be burnt. Hayotze, meat that went outside the Mizbeach. Hatameh, meat that became tameh. Shenishkat Chutzlazmano, korban who was shechted with the wrong kavana that she brought in the wrong time. V'chutzam Kamo, korban that the person had kavana to eat it or spill it in the wrong place. Shekibl Psulim, a korban that the Balmum or Nankawain, you know, collected the blood. Shekiblu Psulim. Vizarku as Dhamma, or Karban and Balmun, Shekiblu Psulim, Vizarku as Dhamma, and they threw their blood. Vinitanulamalash, Natalamatan, Tanulamatan, Natalamal, was thrown in the wrong spot. Vanisan Mifnim, Nasamachutz, it was thrown in the wrong Mizbeach. Vanisamachutz, Nasamifnim, also. Vapasavachat, Shashatulashma, or Pesach and Achatas, basically anything that was ever wrong with the Karban. Minayin, how do I know that all these things, even if they go on to the Mizbeach, you still keep them on the Mizbeach? Talmud Lomar, Torah Sa'ola. The Torah of the Ola, Riba Torah Achas Akola Olin Sheim Olu Lo Yardu. It's one Torah for all anything that goes up, and if it goes up, you don't take it down. So those things are all included. Continues Rabbi Shimon, Yochol Shani Marbe Af Roveya. I should include even a korban that raped a woman or nirva or an animal that was raped by a man, bestiality. V'hamuksa, or an animal that was set aside to be a avodah zarah. V'haneva, or an animal that was actually worshipped for a avodah zarah. V'esnan, or an animal that was used to pay for a harlot's pay. V'hamechir, or an animal that was used to pay for a dog. Or v'haklayim, right, it's a mixed breed. V'hatrefa, the animal's a trefa. V'yotzei dofein, or an animal that was never born. That wasn't born vaginally. It was born like a C-section. Talmud Lomar, he has the word zos. Zos is an exclusion, so it excludes these things. The Gemara asks, why are you excluding these things and not the other things? What makes these things more possible that they would come off the Mizbeach? He says, Omara Isla Rabos is Elu, Lahotz is Elu. He says, Marban, yes, Elu, Shai Psulim Mekodesh. I include those things that became possible once, as Rashi says, they became possible in the Beis HaMikdash. The first list of Karbana, of Psulim that we had, that the Braisa or Shimon says, stay on the Mizbeach, are all Psulim that took place later on, during the process. It went outside the Mizbeach, the blood spilled, the animal came good, and something happened to it while he was here. But we're going to exclude this Elu Shloi Epsul Mekodesh. We're going to exclude the second list were animals that were possible to be a korban even before they came. Roveya, Nirva, Neva, these things were possible to begin with. You shouldn't have brought them. So those are going to be excluded. So those, if they go in the Mizbeach, they come off. But the other ones that go on his bayach, they stay on. Okay, but we're trying to bring a source for Rabbi Yochanan. Katani Mia, nevertheless, the Braisa quotes in the name of Rabbi Shimon, an item that shanisanin lamata, shenasan lamala, ulamala, shenasan lamata, that if they go up, if I took the blood of a korban, I threw it in the wrong spot, and then the meats, the fats are put on the mizbeach, we don't take it down. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. Velo pligi, Rabbi Yehuda. And nobody argues. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue. Why? My time. Lav mishum de kalti mizbeach. You see that the mizbeach grabs it. The mizbeach grabbed the blood that was thrown. That's why the animal can't come down. Ushma mina lo yesvenu. You see that the mizbeach grabs it. If the mizbeach grabs it, you can no longer have the right to go recollect that blood and then throw it again. Ushma mina lo yesvenu. So that's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. that even if you would say shalobim komo lavkim komo dami, and therefore you would have thought, oh, so it's as if I spilled it, we'll collect it and throw it. No, he holds that once you throw the blood on the mizbeach grabs that blood and no longer permits you to throw it again. Okay, next. Amar Rabbi Lazar, mizbeach panimi mekadesh psulim. The mizbeach apnimi, if something is burnt on the inner mizbeach, it doesn't come, even if something that's pasul was put on the inner mizbeach, you don't take it down. Even the inner mizbeach grabs it. So Gemara says, ma kamash malan, what's that, what are you coming to teach us? Tanina, we just said that in the braisa that we quoted, we said, what was the braisa? It was, hanisanim bifnim, shenasim b'chutz. And also we said, hanisanim b'chutz, shenasim mizbeach panimi, it still keeps it. Mizbeach, you don't take it, you still, if the murim go up, you don't take it down. No one argued on that. What are you coming to teach us? So the Gemara says, "Ime hasam." If it was from there, "Hava mini, hava mina, hani mili dam dechazile." I would have thought that the only thing the inner mizbeach would allow you to keep on is something that the inner mizbeach has a connection to, meaning a blood offering, because blood offerings are offered on the outside, blood offerings are offered on the inside. So if a blood offering is born in the wrong spot, the mizbeach apnimi will still allow it to, you know, to stay on. However, aval komates delo chazile. Let's say korim mincha. There's no such thing as a korim mincha on the inner mizbeach. So a korim mincha, the lo chazile, it's not right to go to the inner mizbeach at all. Aim alone. I would think, let's say someone does put the komets on the inner mizbeach. So I would think, get it off. No, you could still stay, it still stays on. Aim alo yerdu. Kamash malon, that the mizbeach apnimi is going to mekadesh that. So let's say a guy does kemitza, and he puts on the inner mizbeach, he still don't take it off. You would have thought the inner mizbeach is only going to allow things to stay on it if it's shayach to the inner mizbeach, which is a blood offering. But a korban mincha, which has no shayachas to the inner mizbeach, so maybe if it was put there, it should come off. Kamash malon from this thing that the inner mizbeach is mekadesh psulim. Okay, so meisvei. So they asked. We learned in a brisa. Ketores zara, which technically means a foreign ketores. But if you look at Rashi, he says. Was it Rashi? Ketores Zara. He says it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom, right in the middle. Ketores Zara, which means Ketores Nadava. A Ketores, an incense offering brought as, you know, as a volunteer offering, which Rashi points out, Shelo Hitir Hakosuv El Ketores Shel Tzibor Shachris VaArvis. The only ketores that has to be brought is that which is incumbent upon the tzibor, which is brought in the morning and in the evening. There's no such thing as a ketores that's brought in the dava. So ketores zara means a ketores in the dava, right? Sha'alsa legabe mizbeach. Now it's put on the inner mizbeach. Tered. Take it down. Why? She'ein lecha mekadish psulin ela mizbeach hachitzon baro'ilo. That the only thing that can be mekadish apostle korban is the in the outer mizbeach and something that's right to go in the outer mizbeach. Chitzon in, the outer mizbeach can be mikadosh psul pasul, but the diuk is but pnimi lo. So what are you telling me? That the mizbeach pnimi can collect these other karbanos? So tari tachi. So he says, you know, explain the brace as follows. Ketores zara, meaning any ketores, even if it's a ketores sibor, shall also the mizbeach achitzon that goes on the outer mizbeach. Tered, that you have to take off. She'ein mizbeach achitzo mekadesh psulim el haroilo. The outer mizbeach can only allow things to stay on if it has some shaychus to that outer mizbeach. Mincha, nesachim, wine, water, karbanos. But the ketores has no shaychus to the outer mizbeach. So the outer mizbeach is limited to grab pasul karbanos only if that pasul karban has a shaychus to the outer mizbeach. However, but the pnimi bein roilo bein she'or ein roilo. The inner mizbeach has more power, even if the item is not roil, has no shaychus to the inner mizbeach. Like korban mincha, still if it's poured on the inner mizbeach, it will grab it. My taima, what's the reason? Hayritzva hayklisharetz. He says it makes a difference between the korbanos. The outer mizbeach is considered the floor, right? And the inner mizbeach is considered like a klisharetz. What does that mean? Rashi says, hayritzva. The Adar Mizbeach is Bivinyan Avanim. It's built by from stones. Shalom Nimshach. And it was never anointed with oil. It's not a kli. It's not anointed. Lefichach ein kedushas mizbeach hamur. Therefore, it doesn't have such a high level of kedusha. It's able to grab everything. But hi, the inner Mizbeach, the high klisharis, v'nimshach im ha-mishkan. The inner Mizbeach was anointed with oil. So therefore, it's on a higher level of Kedusha. If it has a lot higher level of Kedusha, it could grab more. It can grab things even that aren't shayach to it. Okay, we're going to read the Mishnah because we know the Mishnah pretty well already. And then we'll pick up tomorrow with the Gemara. Right, so right, just like we said, the Torah gives a time frame and a place frame for all karbanos to be eaten, right? And for its blood and everything like that to be thrown. So Hashokes is a zevach. If I shecht the karban, I can shecht it actually, yeah. That's a big machlokas. If shechitah ksheira bazar, right, shechitah ksheira bazar, can the zar, and the zar is doing the shechitah, can his machshava impact the karban? Or can only the Kohen's machshava impact the karban? Okay. So Hashokes is a zevach. So let's leave it. The Kohen shechts the karban. Lizrok damo lechutz. He has in mind, he's going to throw the blood outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, mixas dom b'chutz. Or he's going to throw some of the blood outside of the Azara. Lahakter imur b'chutz. His makshava, he's going to burn the fats outside the Azara. Oh, mixas imur b'chutz. Or he's going to burn part of some of the fats outside. Or he has makshava, lechol b'sar b'chutz. I'm going to eat this karban shlamim in the wrong spot. Oh, kezayis mi b'sar b'chutz. So I'm going to eat this karban in the wrong spot. Or I'm going to eat a kezayis from the skin of the tail. That's a machshava of chutz l'mkomo, even if you only had machshava for part of it. Right? The point being, the kiddush being here, is that, okay, I collected a gallon of blood, I'm going to throw three quarters of it on the mizbeach, and therefore I should be yotzei, but I'm going to throw a fourth of it outside. Still machshavas chutz l'mkomo. That's pasul ve'emo karis. That's a chutz l'mkomo. Machshav v'chutz l'mkomo, the karban is pasul. If someone partakes of that karban, there is no karis. However, lizrok damo l'machar, if I have kavana to throw the blood tomorrow, or mixas damo l'machar, or even just a part of it tomorrow, meaning at the wrong time, or l'hakti imu l'machar, or mixas imu l'machar, I'm going to burn the fats tomorrow, or even just part of the fats tomorrow. Lechol b'sar l'machar, part of the food animal that I'm allowed to eat, I'm going to eat it tomorrow, meaning at the wrong time. O kezayis b'sar l'machar, o le'echol kezayis m'or ha'aliyah l'machar, that becomes pigel. That's machshavas chutz lim zmano. And whoever eats from that, chayavim alav kares, you would be chayav kares. Okay, stop over here.